Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
The great Billy Preston, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Courtney D., one of our favorite texters. Frank, what's with Lovie Smith and that awful David Letterman gray beard? He looks like 100 years old. Is he Moses or a coach? And as a man who really has always respected and liked Lovie personally, I wonder, too, that does not seem like that would be a recruiting plus.
Yeah, apparently it's a thing that, like, the players all think it's funny. They've gotten into it, but I agree. He's a handsome man. I think the beard, the time has passed. Don't you think?
Have you seen it? Posse?
I mean, it was a funny, quirky thing, and it got some attention.
Look, whatever going to get you four wins and a four-star recruit, you know, by all means, do it. If you think it's working, do it. Just hire more high school coaches that have five-star recruits on them, please.
You're just saying, I don't care about the beard. Want to win
just
some games.
Just win. Just be relevant.
They fans of the Illini here on 590 The Fan, the home of the Illini.
They did just reveal some of their new football facilities, and they look phenomenal.
They have a bowling alley.
They do. I mean, it actually
looks
like...
So they'll be going bowling.
Going bowling.
I mean, if you actually see their stadium, you'd be surprised they had any money for facilities because it's the worst stadium, and I think, and by far in the Big Ten.
Well, again, we all love the Illini here on 590
Brian
Fans.
Here to count.
Wait a minute, they're about to open up a new facility this week, I think.
Yeah, they revealed some little pictures of a little deep tease for it, similar to what Mizzou did. And then they're going to let the players see it and whatnot. But, I mean, the stadium needs to be the next thing on the list. I mean, these are what the players play in. This is how you recruit. You bring them into a nice, huge stadium with locker rooms, facilities, and things like that. That's the worst stadium I've ever been to.
Wouldn't you say, Frank, you're more interested in Illinois this year because of Isaiah Williams?
Absolutely.
They got the Michigan kid who can be your quarterback, but at least Isaiah Williams, as we've said, get him in there, have some packages. And we're going to probably tune in a little more on a Saturday. Of course, I'll be listening on 590 The Fan, home of the Illini. And we're trying to get Lovie on the show to talk about year four.
Practice.
We'll ask him about the beard.
Of course, I'm already booking my hotel.
Frank doesn't really like the beard that you have. I just want to ask you a quick question about that.
Booking my hotel for early December in Indianapolis, Illinois, Big Ten championship game. I'll have a transistor radio listening to 590.
That's not happening at all. And it's not even going to be close. But I think four wins is... You know, five wins.
Have we looked at their non-conference? Is it really light, which they should do?
I mean, they play games
open
against
with
Louisiana
Akron.
Tech.
Yeah. Akron, Connecticut, which technically is a football team.
Right. Three.
Eastern Michigan.
Three.
All right. Start 3-0. Right? Frank might be ranked.
How about that? Who's four?
Look at this. Frank is...
Then it starts Big Ten.
Trying to think, who would be?
So, loss.
Who's the Howard Richards of Illinois that might be listening because Frank's got him 3-0?
Oh, who's that? I do this radio show all the time. He used to do basketball a lot and football. You know who I'm talking about. He's kind of a legendary figure in Champaign.
I know.
What's his name?
Lauren Tate.
Yeah, great guy.
Casey's listening. We've got him at 3-0 after those first three non-conference games.
And then it all goes downhill.
I think Kurt Kittner might still be in the booth, right?
Really?
We've had Barnhart. We get Brian Barnhart on the show. Everybody has said that he sounds like me, which is not a compliment to him.
No.
Kurt Kittner, the World Bowl 13 MVP.
Wow. Let's get him on the show. Let's talk to some Illini guys. College
Amsterdam
football.
Admirals.
We'll ask them about Lovie's beard. I think it was being used as sort of a recruiting. It was kind of a fun thing, but maybe it's passed.
All right, Brian, you want to tell us before we go to break something about the Illinois South Tourism Group.
You guys are on remote on Friday at Moody Park in Fairview Heights, Illinois, for the 31st Midwest Salute to the Arts. It's this weekend, the 23rd through the 25th, free admission, 100 different artists on display, interactive children's creation station, local food and beverage vendors as well. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Illinois South Tourism. For a full schedule, visit MidwestSalute.com. Also, courtesy of Michelob Ultra, we have the Innsbruck Golf Course Golf Certificate that we got to find a way to give away next hour. This is the summer of golf, right, Plowsy? Isn't this what we're calling it?
Summer starts whenever you want it to, baby.
There you go. Summer of golf.
It's 90 degrees.
Michelob Ultra and Anheuser-Busch giving away gift certificates to some of the finest golf courses in the St. Louis area. This one is Innsbruck. So we've got to find a way to pass
it
out.
That's a great spot. So we're giving this away in the next hour.
Yes.
Which we're actually in the next hour now. It's 11:02.
We are.
855-282-8255. What would be a good pithy topic? We're going to get into lineup construction, which is sort of the hot button. I like how, again, Mike, we'll get into that next hour. But give us a compelling pitch as to why you should be the one golfing at Innsbruck. Maybe there's there a Greitens joke in there somewhere, possibly. But fire away.
Oh, no. All right, before we go to break, quick word about Maryville University. Continue to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. Core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Five for Frank when we come back.